You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz on demand.
New Camel at 107.9. We've got our friend Brandon White on the phone. He is an Arizona State Trooper. He was at Route 91. He is not only a survivor, but he's a hero. He saved a lot of people. And we just want to see how you're doing.
Yeah. The last year has been rough, I guess, to say the least.
Yeah.
I think for everybody, you know, and mine. And you guys know me personally. So,
of course.
You know, just all the injuries and getting, you know, over it and dealing with the permanent aspect of it and all that's just been tough. But, you know, you just got to keep moving on.
And, you know, you talk about the physical injuries that you have, Brandon. But what is a day like this? Like, what goes through your mind? I mean, like, did you sleep last night?
Right. So now I woke up about 1 and then I just kind of go back to sleep. I'm sitting here dead tired in the house. but that's I think that goes kind of beyond just this one day. It's been like that for the last year, really. The mental injury could almost be worse than the physical injuries. You know, the physical injuries is, you know, you can work through those and deal with them, but your brain's a pretty amazing thing, and when that gets damaged and injured, it can really wreak havoc.
I can only imagine the different scenarios that are going on in your head, like, you know, where you were, how it happened, how it affected you, how it affected the people around you.
It could have been worse.
Exactly.
Right. Right. And, beyond me, you know, I feel bad. You know, a lot of, you know, my family and friends, they had all the same, you know, feelings of it, too. You know, I'm sure it drove my mom and dad kind of nuts, you know, with all of it. And they probably still think about that, you know, the same way that I do. You know, for all the survivors today, especially, you know, in the Phoenix area that are listening, and I encourage them, you know, if they're doing good, then they're doing good, and that's great. You know, if they're not, I highly encourage them to use resources, you know, to try to get help for some of these problems.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this could definitely be one of those issues that people don't feel comfortable talking about, and you know, it may bring up some hit, or the past and exactly what happened a year ago, and they're afraid to talk to people. So
it is, because there's a stigma
associated
with that. You know, prior to Vegas, I don't know if you guys actually knew this, prior to meeting me, but I got hit by a semi truck in my police car, and I had a TBI, which is a traumatic brain injury. And then, like, 6 months later, Las Vegas happened.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, Brandon.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of people don't know that. So my brain already had stuff going on in it anyway.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Prior to that.
Brandon, you are always on our thoughts and our prayers, and especially today, the one-year anniversary of Route 91. You are such a warrior and a hero, and we just appreciate you being around.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Hey, on other news, how's the family?
Everything's great, man.
Everyone's good.
Yeah, no complaints at all on my side.
What about you?
Yeah.
I got my first baby on the way. So
you do, Brandon? That is so exciting.
That's amazing, man.
Do you know what you're having yet?
Yeah, a little boy named Noah.
You've already got the name picked out and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool. So how far along is your wife?
So she's actually due, well, now, I guess, next month. So she's...
Wow.
Yeah, but it's going to be a big baby, so it might come this month, but we'll see.
I have no doubt.
That's so cool, man.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy for you guys.
Thanks for sharing your story, man. We really appreciate it. And we really appreciate you, man.
And you better call us when that baby is born.
Yeah, right?
Hey, I will. Hopefully I get to see you guys soon. We'll go do another concert or something.
You're always welcome to come to a show with us.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30.
You don't know what you're missing.
On the new Camel at 107.9.